Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 17th of July, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Good morning, Bahamas. We opened the show this morning with a song by the late Vanessa Clark. I want to take a moment to send condolences to the family and friends of Vanessa Clark, to the entire music community in the Bahamas and across the world. Vanessa Clark, I struggle to say continues to be an indomitable spirit that has represented the Bahamas, represented her faith, represented her family and her friends, and the musical community par excellence. And the country is lesser because of her absence. But we know that she remains in our hearts, in the hearts of those who held her closest and those who are not aware that what they feel, that joy, is inspired by someone who they barely had a connection with. Once again, we say condolences to the family and friends of the Vanessa Clark. A good morning, everyone. Again, it is Monday the 17th. I'm having a sad morning for other reasons. The last mango fell off my tree this weekend. And that's not the saddest part. The saddest part is I noticed it when I was driving out of my neighborhood. And by the time I came back, the mango was gone. So I want to say thank you to whoever that person was that ensured that the last mango of my season didn't go to waste. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it very much. Joining me in studio today is Mr. Stelit Finley, the Rakenscrape General. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning. Good morning.
We're going to talk about some big things this morning. Mm-hmm. Before we get there, I want to start off with my Sand Dollar Live reads. This Tuesday the 18th, that's tomorrow, and Wednesday the 19th of July, central bank representatives will be giving out sand dollars at Quality Supermarkets Sea Grape Shopping Plaza. Show your sand dollar enabled digital wallet at the door and receive $20. Spend $18 or more in sand dollars at the register and get $5 back when you leave the store. This offer is limited to the first 100 customers to show us their sand dollar enabled wallet at each location. One top-up per person so as many people as possible can experience the Sand Dollar. For more details, visit any of the Sand Dollar social media pages or call 302-9880. And now for the on-the-clock Sand Dollar giveaways. Every day for the next 3 months, we'll be giving away Sand Dollars to digital wallet holders. Every day, two winners will receive $30 in Sand Dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and number, digital wallet provider, and your digital wallet address to transfer the funds to your digital wallet if you get the right answer. Listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once, and remember, you have to have a digital wallet to play. So the question for today, we're going to throw it out right away. It is Gnep time, in case you didn't know. Gnep. It's time for Gnep to shine. Gnep. What is another name for Gnep? You can win $30 in sand dollars today by calling or texting, but you must give your digital wallet information when you call or text. What is another name for Gnep? And I have a few names to choose from. Any one of these names will win you the prize. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for people in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence. Now, mind you, it's not for people on New Providence, but not in Nassau. It's for people in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence. I see we got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. Are you here to answer the trivia question?
Yes.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes. Is the name, I can't pronounce it. Terno?
Say that again?
Terno or something. I can't pronounce it.
What you said, did it start with a T, Terno, you said?
Yes.
No, that's incorrect. But thank you. Thank you very much. Listen, Google is your friend. Ministry of Agriculture is your friend. Google will pick up the phone first, probably, though. So choose wisely. Yeah. But that's a clue. It does not start with the letter T. Thank you very much for calling. Again, the question is, what is another name for Gnep? What is another name for Gnep? 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. Mr. Producer, I need you to get some music ready for me. Because today, we're talking about Elkin 360.
Yeah.
Golden Anniversary Bahamas.
Yes.
But more importantly than that, we're talking about culture. We're talking about where do Bahamians fit in to the Bahamian cultural product. And joining me today is Mr. Stalit Finley. I think Mr. Finley, the rake and scrape general, is perfect person for this conversation because not only is he an artist, but he's a cultural advocate, and he advocates for spaces for Bahamians to perform in, but not just any old space. He wants spaces to be curated or for Bahamians to be given the tools they need to curate the spaces that they want and they need to ensure that Bahamian culture is preserved, stays alive, and can evolve authentically.
Correct.
Morning, Mr. Finley.
A blessed morning. God is good.
Good morning.
Happy to be here.
Thank you so much for joining me. Look here, I see this caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You on the clock.
Well, I did stock in the voice along with you and Mr. Finley, Aaron.
Good morning, sir. Look here, I have two books for you, Brayman.
Okay, wonderful.
We're going to organize that.
We need justice, law, and order in this country, the Bahamas.
Yes, sir.
But I want to answer the question today.
Yes.
Spanish Lime.
Yes, sir. You got the right answer.
Thank you.
Okay, Brayman. But look here, you don't have a wallet.
Well.
You know what you won today, Brayman?
What's that?
You like to go on boat cruise?
Where?
In the harbor.
In the harbor?
Yeah.
I'll appreciate it.
There you go. Guess what you won just now, Brayman?
A boat cruise?
You won a ticket to the Bahamas is Big Ting.
Big Ting.
Boat cruise.
Yes.
Which boat?
That's on board the MV Long Island Sun this Saturday, July 22nd.
Okay, what time?
We'll leave it at 7 p.m., sir. You'll be in witness of Mr. Elkin 360 singing his hit. Nassau is the capital alongside me, Stalit. The Bahamas is Big Ting. You are in for a treat, my brother.
Got you. What's the name of the boat again?
The MV Long Island Sun.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Sir?
How long is this tour going to take?
This tour? Let me tell you something. We're still celebrating our independence. So we gear up for 3.5 hours, just come out and have fun. We're still celebrating independence. The whole cruise is to keep the algorithm going of Bahamians not only celebrating independence on Independence Day. We are actually having this cruise to extend and for people to be keep the be amplified for what has been going on for years.
That too. You said the time again is when?
So boarding time is 6 p.m. The boat cruise starts. The boat will leave the harbor at 7 p.m.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Brayman, thank you. Hey. Yeah, thank you very much, eh?
Okay.
Listen, don't hang up. Give the producer your number again for me.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. So, Stalee.
Yep.
That's how you share and preserve culture.
This is it.
You carve out spaces for Bahamians to experience themselves in their own culture. But let's talk about Elkin 360 and his song. Over the last week, over the last 2 weeks, there's been tons of commentary surrounding the sudden, the popularity of Golden Anniversary Bahamas.
You see what they're shaking in front of you?
There's been a lot of commentary surrounding the popularity of the song Golden Anniversary Bahamas. And boy, was it popular. The song lyrics were referenced by the Prime Minister of the Bahamas. I think at the gala event, at the most special
prestigious event
for the independent season, the Prime Minister quoted the lyrics for the song, right? The event organizers, I would say, saw the wisdom of reaching out to Mr. Elkin 360 and finding out if he was available to perform the song at various events that were part of the independence season, I want to call it, right? Lots of commentary. Then there was commentary by people who said, hey, what's happening here? This song isn't of the required standard, right? It doesn't reach or fit the standard they thought was required for a song to celebrate a national occasion.
Gotta be kidding me.
Some people said, hey, how did this guy's song win the song competition even, right? Like, people are questioning, how did he win the song? Let me clear that one right up.
How didn't he?
Right, because he didn't win the song competition, the formal competition, but it's obvious that I think if there were a competition, he'd be the winner. We put that aside because there's a lot of things to talk about this morning, but I bucked Stalee this weekend talking about the issue with other Bahamians. And I thought this is a perfect person to have on, and it's the perfect conversation to have, right? Because, again, I think it's a conversation that expands or grows the thought that I want us to consider that if we shift to an inclusive perspective, an inclusive approach to governance, that we're going to produce far more than we ever thought was possible. Mr. Finley, morning. Tell me, what is your position on the song? How you feel about the song, and how do you feel about the commentary that's been offered around the song?
Elkin 360 song, to me, Elkin 360 song to me made the 50th independence better, and it amplified and gave Bahamians a more reason to understand and feel like they should celebrate with the 50th this year. Because many times, some of us be like, oh, I'm not celebrating independence or whatever. He gave store owners, he gave liquor stores, bars, hotels, restaurants, everybody a boost.
Mm-hmm.
By the same song, the Golden Jubilee, Nassau is the capital, Bahamas. His song came around at a time and had to be in God. I don't care what anybody say, me as a musician, my technical outlook on it was that he gave the whole country, the nation, and Bahamians abroad a boost. He made independence, the 50th, more amplified than it was ever going
to
be.
To that point, I offered on social media this week that his song was the most authentic thing about the entire independence celebration.
Let me give you three stands from where I see how his song made the Bahamas independence and made Bahamians realize to be more value out of themselves and understand why it is important to support and jump out on this independence.
Right.
Number one, he did it authentically in rake and scrape. Someone said that if his music is the standard of music we can go to, my lord, what is next? This man wrote his own song. There's many artists, prominent artists out there running around singing other people's songs. This man went in the box and he put together a hit, a slam. He put together something that people was able to look forward to. Everybody was singing this man's song. Mm-hmm. Everybody doing videos and jumping to it. Why? It's catchy. And he went into details. He knows his history.
Mm-hmm.
Bimini is the gateway. 1492, 1973, we was free. Those type of things, some people hear of it.
Right.
He's knowledgeable about what he wrote.
And that's how you preserve culture and history. You put it in song because people sing songs. You want the people to know their history. You put it in music and you make it catchy. And they can sing it. And the children can sing it until the children didn't realize it was a history lesson.
Let me say something again. They said that the sending of your songs, even if it is not fully composed or fully produced, if the production was not full.
Right.
Okay, so some people saying the guy sound weird or whatever. How else he supposed to sound if that's the way he sounds? He is originally can't sound like me, KB, D-Mark, yeah. Or J-O-D. That's his sound.
All right, let's stick a pin for a second. I got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
I'm good. I'm good. How y'all doing?
Good, thank you.
Very well.
I'm calling about the trivia. I know I'm kind of late.
No, keep going.
All right, so for the... Let me see how I say this. Is it Melococcus?
Spell it. Spell it.
That's what the world calls it, and in the Bahamas we call it Canet.
Yeah, did you say M-E-L-I-C-O-C-C-U-S, Melococcus... Bijugatas?
Bijugatas. B-I-J-U.
Scientists who the first European scientist that put a ganap in his mouth was so astounded. He had to find the longest words.
That must be a sour ganap.
He had to know it was so beautiful, like this ganap. Look how this boy called my ganap sour.
No.
They like my children. None of them are sour.
You know, all ganap is not, they're sweet. So when you taste it, they'll be like, Jesus of mercy, this is seasoned fish with us. So you must be under experience.
Absolutely. Dear ma'am, please, you left your information with the producer?
I will.
Okay, your digital wallet, your custom name or your wallet address, and your cell phone number.
Okay, thank you so much. Y'all have a beautiful day.
You have a beautiful day as well. You have a beautiful day as well. Dear sir, I don't want you to be casting aspersions on my line, you know. Let me give you all a quick tip about Bahamian lime. Spanish lime. Ganep.
No, call it next name. Melcolulus, Milwaukee Bucks, whatever the thing is.
When you don't have lime, you could use sour ganep to season your fish. And when you don't have lime, you could use sour tamarind to season your fish.
Well, life of Minagua, I had every reaction to all canaps, every canap. Even swallow the seed from a little boy. Every canap.
That's why the two of y'all men in here look like trees.
You used to get beaten out of people canap tree inside the canap. That's raiding the canap tree.
It's free food.
Yes.
It's free food. Okay. A text here, Aaron, it would be interesting to know if he made money from his song.
I
hope he got royalties. Elkin 360.
That's what someone said.
Yeah.
Okay, so here is what is interesting about this. He is to this day still, he's on a number of different platforms performing.
Yeah.
He was on the Independence stage and many other stuff that the Independence Secretary had. And this Saturday, may I?
Yes.
He's going to be on the Bahamas' Big Thing Boat Cruise, hosted by Tycho. Take your clothes off and DPA, the party animal. We are having a boat cruise this Saturday, and it's my pleasure to introduce him and to feature him on this cruise.
Yeah. I find that this important because I think one of the things the people offering commentary missed, right? Like you said, the rules didn't ask for a completely finished song.
No.
The time limit was very short, right? They say send in 3 minutes, a minute and a half, so a short snippet of what it is you're doing. What I appreciated about the entire moment is that Bahamian saw the diamond in the rough.
Let me tell you something.
His colleagues, his community members.
Listen, I was in America just finishing the first ever 242 Rickets Great Fest, July 1st. And I didn't know of the upcoming of Mr. 360. I just call him 720, double up.
I love it.
Because I was inspired. I have the song, The Bahamas is Big Thing.
Yeah.
When I dropped that in December, my song is a big song. I will say my song is a big song. The Bahamas is Big Thing. When I hear 360 Nassau is the capital, that was it. Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Goosebumps. I have to give the brother respect on what he's from Freeport.
Right.
He's from Freeport, and his production isn't just like everybody else's production. His style is his style.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people keep saying, this dude already getting, I could you get tired of a behemoth who came about and is the new sensation. As an artist, that's why this Bull Cruise is going on, for his algorithm to continue going on, because he have more than just that song, Aaron.
And I see the opportunity you provided him as filling a gap, right? Because we have, first of all, forget tourism. We just put it on the side for a second, right? Forget tourism. Small country right next to the United States of America. A national security issue for us is preserving culture to combat cultural imperialism.
Thank you very
much. It's so easy for us to forget who we are. So easy. It's so easy for young people to grow up not even realizing what it is for them to be Bahamian, right? And in all of that, do we have a system that young artists can plug into? They're not completely polished. They're not professionals yet, but they have raw, insane talent.
And you don't need to be completely polished.
Exactly.
Because all of us are not the same.
Right.
So whenever you feel like you have something you're inspired to go at it, you want to release it, because it only takes one jest of social media for you to go viral. And that's what happened to Mr. 360. He entered the competition. He was not even one that ended up in the top 10 or the top 3.
Yeah.
But look, that's how God operates and how social media and the people. So that always tell you it is up to the people, to the heirs that hear these mm-hmm. things, not up to the competition standards.
Oh, mind you, and I don't want to be trapsy, and thank you very much for allowing me to give comment on this conversation, Aaron. One, who won the Independence Day song competition? Because I see you all have a whole conversation, and I don't know, I'm asking you all. I mean, you are an artist, you should know, and anything but cultural and details, I know Aaron tends to give all over the air. So I'm baiting you all. I know there are three finalists, three great songs that were the finalists for the song competition. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying now who won. And mind you, they're completely different from Elkin. So I'm not saying that it needs to be as good or catchy phrase. I'm just saying that who won?
Well,
because I know there's money involved.
And the question raises the next part of the point that I'm making, right? Which is, even when we do have a system, right, that artists are supposed to plug into, the system is managed poorly, because I think the artists
extremely poorly
are not at the center of it, right? For those people who argued, well, how did the song's Golden Anniversary Bahamas, how did it win? They don't even realize that it didn't win. It wasn't, it had been rejected from the song competition.
Aaron, the song didn't win. It win the people.
Right, no, right.
I know, that's what I'm just saying. It didn't win in the song competition. It won
in the people's heart, yeah.
It won the bars, the restaurant. It won this boat cruise. It won the heart of inspiring Bahamians.
Right, Bahamian said, this is it. This is one we choose. Now, one of the reasons Bahamian said that is because there's nothing else for them to choose.
There's nothing else for them to choose.
Now, what I do know is that the Independence Committee did release the top three finalists, but they released the top three finalists pretty much a week before or 2 weeks before Independence. That didn't give the Bahamian public enough time to hear the songs, to learn the songs, to be able to sing the songs, right? It didn't give enough time for the energy around the songs to build up the way that the energy around Golden Anniversary Bahamas by Elkin 360 built up.
Let me tell you something. I am so happy for the brother. I saw him perform July 10th out that afternoon.
Yeah.
The day after the tattoo. And Overdose said, I have friends too. Before I go, let me introduce you all to one of my friends. Mm-hmm. And he let him come out there, and he didn't let the start of it play. He just come out there with, nah, so is the capital. Listen to me.
Cry red wild.
Hey, look, look at the goosebumps.
Yes.
That dude set me ablaze. I didn't know he was going to be out there when he did the support. Abby, Gino, and all of them. Because me and Abby did the show previously in Freeport, and he said he can be out there. So normally if I am on the show, I go and support the show for all my brothers. When Elkin come out there, let me explain something to you. That's like Michael Jackson in his time for him, mm-hmm. to me. I've never actually seen the response to an artist in that capacity. Even for me on stage, I've seen, trust me, I got energy. When the dude come out there, I run to the stage like a groupie. I actually have a video online where I gave him one of my the Bahamas' big thing caps. I actually reached out to him with him, and he put it on while he was performing.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, that's my hat.
Silly, give me a second. I got a couple callers on the line. Okay. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron Green.
Good morning. How you do?
Good, man. Nassau is the capital of Bahamas.
Bahamas, that's right. All day.
Listen to me. That song hit. I don't know if you remember. They used to have a thing on the show with them American artists singing. They had a Chinese fella come on my thing, sing my song, say she bang.
Yeah.
That's, you see how that take off on that thing made that man famous just for singing that crazy song?
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with this. Now, the man, when you're going to have the prime minister quoting your song, your song saying something.
Right.
Now, that song should have won something. I don't know how he didn't win, but it became the most famous song after the independence celebration.
Yes.
Yeah, it is the most famous song after the independence celebration.
Agreed.
Without a doubt.
But Salido.
Yes, sir.
You need to get a gentleman around with you a couple little trips, man.
It is my intentions, my brother. That's
please,
why we having
man,
this boat,
please,
that's why we having this boat cruise. That's why we having this boat cruise starting this Saturday. It is my intentions.
Boy, I believe you can do something with him.
To any Bahamian artist who wish to have help, by all means.
I know you go. I know. I don't know you personally, but just hearing you on the radio, you're a true Bahamian.
I appreciate it, sir.
But just remember, Nassau is the capital of Bahamas.
There you go.
Not the Bahamas is speaking. Nassau is the capital. I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely. Thank you, caller. Let's go to the second call, producer. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron and Salito.
Morning.
Aaron will inform you, Bahamas. Salito is the Reagan Square General.
Bahamas, I with you.
Tuning in from this the crew from the Gladstone Road Farmers Market.
Oh, hey, good morning.
Just as I was saying my name.
Hey.
Guess what? Big up to you all. I am tuning in, I'm listening, and the conversation carries on. Remember this. The stone that the builder rejects shall be
the head cornerstone.
This fellow on this radio,
amen.
We're talking right now.
Thank
you, sir. Very, very intelligent, very, very knowledgeable man to the same country radio. We will have you one these days.
Yes, sir.
Yes. But also, what Elkin 360 did, right? He, besides giving a story of the underdog blowing up, like you said, the rejected stone becoming the cornerstone, right? A number of behemoths were able to connect that. Because we saw his narrative. We said, what this man doing? What kind of song is this?
Where he come from?
And we waited, and he said, don't worry, the music coming out soon. So we anticipated the music coming out soon because we said, man, this can't work. And when we heard the music, we said, look at this. This is the song to listen to. Mm-hmm. Before it even hit, it hit social media, and the social media blew it up, said, this is worth listening to. So that narrative has to be celebrated also. And then there's a secondary narrative where we are now appreciating that there are a number of Bahamians who did not know Nassau is the capital of the Bahamas.
Right.
Nor did they know that Bimini is the gateway to the Bahamas. Yeah. Nor did they know that in 19... See, that is also gives a narrative that there's a disconnect and that it was exposed again by Elkin 360 and he needs to be appreciated for that exposure.
I really do think that he should have a great stipend because what he did for the government and for the system of the Commonwealth, literally the system, I'm telling you, stores...
Mm-hmm.
All the major clothing stores who were selling, you know, the famous stuff and stuff around. He boosted everybody into purchasing and celebrating for the 50th.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Green. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Lessons.
Good morning, Stelik. Good
morning, my brother.
Yeah, I see you're promoting the computers and stuff, doing the real work, more than the politicians done, but my favorite song that you sing is My Island is Big Thing, all right?
Okay, so thank you.
Yeah, I love that one. And then the thing is, I got off on the song when the election was going on. I tied to the PLP, and I thought that was great. I don't know, you know, it was a political song, but maybe you should try and re-engineer one that you're tired of the PLP and the FNM. I don't know if you want to help me write it, but It's non-political. It's more national. See if you can get it out there, man. And well, I like how you carry on, brother.
I really appreciate it. And based on you say with that song right there, that's an era back in 2017 as a Bohemian. You know, I have rights and I just decided to sing what came to my mind at that time.
Yeah, but it was good, man. No, I ain't worrying about all that, man. I just telling you, we need one. We'd be tired of the PLP and the FNM. That's
well,
what we need. I didn't
have
to do
me personally, watch this one, brother. Me personally, and I can say it, I'm tired of the whole government system.
Yeah,
not to direct it to anyone in particular.
But still, you know how we go in a little small island like this. Once you speak out, it's a problem. I understand that.
But I'm not speaking.
The plantation is the plantation. It still remains the same.
You're correct. I ain't really speak out on an individual. I speak out because I represent a transparent system. That is like literally the bottom line.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you shouting in, my brother. Respect, God is good.
Blessings. Thank you, 52. Two types of anthems, Mr. Newry, right? There's sort of the political, the songs that speak to the state of the times, right? And the politics of life. And then there are those songs that speak to who we are and bring us all together. And that's what Elkin 360 Golden Anniversary Bahamas did. It didn't matter what political persuasion, what religion, what race you are. When you hear that song, you remember we celebrating being
it's about us.
Bahamian.
Yes.
And that's what makes it an anthem. And that's why Bahamians have determined it is their song. It is the champion song. And it is less to do about standards. But no, let me rephrase that. It is to do about standards. And the standard that Elkin brought was, this is who we are. There's no politics in it. There's no disputing who we are. It just, this is who we are. It doesn't ask you to be something you are not. It doesn't require you to be something you don't want to be to enjoy the song.
It's simply, I am a Bohemian. That's it.
Right.
But what about the call for anthems? I know on previous shows, before the song competition came up, you said the Bahamas is in need of an anthem that Bohemians can join in and celebrate, the celebratory song, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not just a melody that you just sing on the side, but a celebratory song to say be proud.
Mm-hmm.
And we were waiting for such a song to come out for independence, right? And we were listening and we were listening. And then finally, Elkin 360 brought out a celebratory song, a anthem that people chant and sing along with him.
And guess what?
We didn't appreciate, at least a number of Bohemians didn't appreciate what Bohemians were looking for at this particular time, which is a celebratory song.
And I should show you, you can't judge what to look for. He just happened to release it on his own and saying, you know what, okay, I didn't place, just let me release the song.
Still.
Now, I got a text here that said, listen, y'all sleeping on Elkin 360 because maybe we didn't know he is the brother of gospel singer
Simeon
Outen.
Yep.
Elkin 360.
Simeon
Outen. You come from a musical family.
He has many songs, you know. That's the thing. He has albums. He just happened to see he wanted to join the competition.
Yeah. And this is the one.
And that song, The Bahamas is, I mean, That's Us, the Capital, is he just turned his original song, Sweet Thing. He took, that's like, say, how I have The Bahamas is Big Thing, and if I was to do it to The Guardian is Big Thing. So when he just put it to That's Us, the Capital for the competition, his original song, Sweet Thing, is on that rhythm.
I got you. He used the same rhythm.
He only adjusts the rhythm to join the competition.
Right.
So people should look to see what Sweet Thing sound like.
You're absolutely right. Thank you, Texter. Producer, I know we got to go to a break, and I got another boat cruise ticket to give away. Need somebody to go on this boat cruise with Bremen now. When we get back from the break, we're going to throw out our sand dollar on the clock trivia question, and we're going to throw out our boat cruise trivia question. So for those who are asking, well, what are the three songs that have been chosen as the finalists? The first song is Black Aqua and Gold. The second song
is... Sang by who?
I was just about to ask. I have no idea because the name of the artist is not on the... Let me check. I didn't see it when I played it. No, the name of the artist is not available on
the... So the first song is what? Black Aqua and Gold?
Black Aqua and Gold.
Uh-huh.
The second song is It's a Celebration. And the third song is Together As One, when I go to the break, I'm going to ask my producer whether the independent secretariat ensured that the radio stations have the songs to be able to play with the relevant information. But if you want to vote, and I think that voting is still happening, you can go to BahamasTurns50.com, BahamasTurns50.com, and search for the Cast Your Vote page for the song competition. Producer, take us to a break. You guys, when we get back from the break, we got more trivia questions. And then, Salid, a little birdie told me that you were supporting an initiative in Andrus. Anyway, though I don't know where it was.
What initiative?
Some children. You were supporting an initiative to get children some resources for school. That's true?
I do it all the time. So that it
could be true.
Yeah, I do it. I actually have my Stilly Kids Music and Mentoring Club, whereby I raise funds to help kids if they have a basketball team, if they go into trying to build a barn, or if they're trying to get school supplies, anything to do with kids. Stilly Kids Music and Mentoring Club.
I sent Stilly to the island to get mangoes, you know. Mangoes and June plum.
No, I do have a GoFundMe. I do have a Stilly Kids Music and Mentoring Club. So I do those things all the time.
Absolutely. They're not picking my mango and June plum all the time, I could see. Producer, take us to a break. You're on the clock. We talk in music. We talk in culture. We talk in the power of inclusivity. You stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Nassau
is the capital. You all remember that. Nassau is the capital. Put that down on the test. Okay?
Bahamas is big thing still.
Yeah. Even absolutely.
Though, yeah. Absolutely. Aaron is big thing.
We'll be right back.
Nassau is the capital.
Salida is big. We'll be right back.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Dawn till dusk, from Freeport to Winnapa, we can travel hassle-free. We may never leave on time, but we can check in early. Bahamas is big ting, my island is big ting.
The Guardian Radio is
big ting,
96.9, boy.
My island is big ting.
Rick and Scrapers, Aaron and Cecil, but y'all think this is a gimme.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. And of course, Mr. C.A. Newry is here to make sure. You could, Mr. Newry, you could imagine Sparky say I's taking over your show. This time, Mr. Newry have me post up here as the best secretary in the bar. He tell me he's going to give me an award for secretarying. But Sparky, you missed the play.
We're a team.
Yeah, man, I love it.
We're a team.
I love it. I got a text here to say, to be honest, it's one of those annoying jigs you can't get out of your head. I didn't like the song, but can't stop playing it in my head. Mm. Right? And that's it. That's it. It's a beautiful song because it created the space for us to have a collective experience.
It's a simple song.
Yeah, simple. And the Lucharin could play it. Mm-hmm. The Junkanoo groups pull it together almost instantly. It was no problem for them to arrange it for Junkanoo composition.
No music. I was impressed with that. Like, how do they get the tune without seeing the music?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Let me. I can help you with that.
Go ahead.
How do you get the tune without seeing the music? Answer it again.
Get the tune without seeing the music?
You mean in the studio?
No, like how the police force band was able to play Elkin songs that same day by just hearing it on the radio.
Oh no! They actually went and listened to it. They actually practiced that.
They listened to practice.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Okay. So music is just chords. Remember, now, they already musicians. Mm-hmm. They like, you know, they just happen to pick up a guitar and have to learn the guitar to play the music. Mm-hmm. They only need to know what key he in, and just that's a chord line that almost already in every song.
Nice.
All right, I should get a caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Miss Green.
Good morning, Sparky. How you doing?
You're not talking with me early this morning. Now, Miss Green, you know, growing up in church, one of the most important things they told us was the truth will set you free.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, all of us grow up listening to that. Whether you're Christian or Muslim, the truth will always set you free.
Yes, sir.
The truth on the WhatsApp line is there's called Sparky, the Bucky Mouth Master of the Bahamas. Sparky. And the Ratchet Jockey.
We celebrate. We only talk in celebratory things today, Sparky.
Yeah, I know. But the truth is, you is the most talked to host in the island. You talk more than 3 talk show hosts in 2 hours.
That's something, Sparky.
But it's good. You are very popular. You're almost as popular as Sparky.
Almost. Not quite yet.
Now, I wanted to ask you this.
Yes,
since we're talking about popular things. Popular fruit right now is avocados. They come in like mangoes in the billions, look like this year.
Okay.
You've noticed anything that a lot of the avocados dropping?
They are dropping?
At least mine in my yard. I'm eating my trees must get too much water or the tree too loaded down.
The tree too loaded down. What you do? You get
before you hang up on me, I'm going to ask you something else.
Yes, sir.
I got some of them big, big gobbers.
Yeah.
The skin is very, very thin.
Uh-huh.
Inside is very, very meaty and mm-hmm. have little seeds.
Yes.
I grow in some of them in my yard. And look at my gobbers this year for some reason.
Sparky, you trying to charm me.
They almost as big as avocados.
Sparky, you trying to charm me. This is a magic spell. This is a magic spell. He's trying to charm me. He's trying to get me to love him.
What the call was...
It's about mango and avocado and...
Any call on...
That's what Bahamian men, that's what y'all do to us. That's what y'all do to us to leave you distract us.
Yeah, because I distracted. I want the guavas.
Food is my heart. Sparky, no. I know. I have his number.
That's a Rick's great guava because I told him he's talking about music and
this
stuff
is what
and
I'm
inspiration
saying.
On the culture.
You don't mind that. You don't mind that. All right, Stalit, you have a trivia question for the second ticket for today, okay?
Yes. The trivia question is this. If you can guess this question right here. Tyco Production and DPA is putting on the Bahamas' Big Thing Boat Cruise this Saturday, the 22nd of July. Boat boards at 6 p.m., leave 7 p.m. If you can guess the name of the artist that is performing alongside me, very, very popular, late popular artist right now, call in. And you must pronounce his name correctly and the numbers because I am very proud to have this fella. You win a free ticket on board this full cruise right now. You only have literally one minute, 60 seconds,
all
because
right.
That's a part of his name.
All right. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron Green.
Good morning. How you do?
I'm okay. Hey, Aaron, I didn't call the answer, but you had a guest on 2 weeks ago. I was talking about the Bahamian music, remember? Just before Independence.
Shine, Lovato, Shine, stuff.
No, the lady. Two ladies.
Oh, Sherelle Cartwright and Naomi Taylor.
That's right. Hey, and guess what?
Uh-huh.
I remember in Naomi Taylor's place that the following day, right?
Yeah.
And dropped some tapping and scratching.
You did?
Love it.
Awesome.
Love it with a passion.
Awesome.
Cool like that.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Keep doing it. Keep doing it.
Keep doing this correct. It ain't long now.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Right, that's a Bahamian artist with a new sound that he's developed and is continuing to develop called Tap and Scratch. And he went out to the new performance space Spotlight Lounge, I think, out Coral Harbor. And they provided a space for him to perform. Yeah, man. Mm. You got to do it. Oh, I'm so excited. Sparky, why are you calling talking about guava? Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Mr. Miriam. Good morning, Celine.
Good morning.
Good morning. You called to win this boat cruise ticket?
I know I win because I can't remember my name.
What? Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Stop. Stop. You do not know the name of the man who performing next to me, the most famous. He say he is the hottest behemoth artist in the Bahamas right now. You don't remember his name.
I don't remember his name, but his song stuck in my head. I sing that during the times when
How does the song go?
Nassau is the capital, Bahamas.
Sing the song. Let me hear it go.
Hey, Bimini is the gateway, Bahamas.
Sing the song. And you don't remember the name?
No.
It has 60 at the end of it.
60?
Yes. His name has 60 at the end of it.
Well,
360? That's part of it. What's the first name?
A-Sweet?
That's part of his song. I believe he likes sweet things.
You got one more try.
Begin with E. L.
L kid?
Thank you very much. I'll give you the ticket. That's
bring L-K-T-60.
Thank you very much. We'll give you the
on
ticket.
The
just
Long
bring
Island
friends.
Boat.
Yes, on the Long Island Sun. 7 p.m. Saturday. Come and be there for 6. Board 6. You just bring friends and let's finish celebrate this independence.
All the time.
Thank now make much. Sure you give the producer your name and number, ma'am.
Thank you.
Listen, and remember you got one important job to do when you're on that boat cruise. You got to cut a rug. Don't cut any part of the boat. Don't cut no part of the boat. You got to have a dance with Bremen. You got to Bahamas is big thing with Bremen. Make sure he all right on the boat.
And please notify yourself when you come on the cruise as a ticket winner because I want you to sing that song with Mr. 360.
Thank you. She gone now. Thank you so much for calling, for playing. I see we got another caller on the line. All right. Listen, guys, I got 3 minutes. I'm throwing out this other question for the Sand Dollar giveaway. We got a little time. What is another name for soursop? You got 3 to choose from on my list. What is another name for soursop? What is another name for soursop? Okay, so the purpose of the conversation today was I wanted to bring in another artist. Mr. Nuri and I have been critiquing culture and music and its place in the larger Bahamian culture, in the larger Bahamian society, in our tourism product, for a little while now, but we've invited Stalit, the rake and scrape general, the party animal, a musician, to join the conversation, right? Because I think that we are missing an opportunity because we keep coming at things from an exclusive perspective as opposed to an inclusive perspective. When we come prepared to make space for everybody, we generate different conversations and we produce different things. And Elkin 360 Golden Anniversary Bahamas is what happens when we come at it from an inclusive perspective. He had a song, right? He played it and he said, look here, I know why the song didn't make the finals, you know. But the people who know him.
Felt it
and said, hey, we're going to lend our talent to this. There's a diamond in there, and we're going to shine it up. And by contributing, by sharing their talent with him, because they knew it wasn't going to win the competition. I want you all to understand that when they came together to put the music to the words, they knew it was too late to win the competition. But they did it anyway. And having done that now, we have something far greater than a new standard of music. Elkin 360 created a space where we could all collectively celebrate independence. And this may have been the first time in a long time that we've all been able to have that experience.
Exactly.
Like when I sing in the song, when it come on, I know all across the archipelago, somebody's singing the song. But in fact, I watched a video yesterday from Exuma. I think it's from Exuma, I ain't sure. It must have been Exuma. He was performing on a little bar patio on the beach. And there were a lot of tourists, a lot of European descent tourists around. He had a drink in his hand. And he walking with the drink, you know. And I watching him walk. He starts singing. He walked to the side with a drink in his hand to pass off the drink to someone. And the person who was looking at him kind of like, well, why does boy think I am his drink holder? He thought he's the prime minister who had the drink holder at the event, right? Mm-hmm. When he passed the drink to the guy, he swing. You know the movie do when he swing his leg up? And then he turned and dropped it down.
Boom.
The boom? Man, look here, as soon as he did the boom, three tourist women in the corner start shaking up. Like he hit the ground and the energy reverberate through them. See, and they just start dancing.
And this is the thing. This is so unique. He have his own style. He didn't go on stage and sing anybody's song. And I always advocate him for this. We have to leave other people's song alone. He come original. People trying to tap him for him being original. What do you mean if this is the kind of standard? Everybody has their own standard. He has his own rhythm. He gave Bohemian a new appreciation towards Bohemian music and the culture. Because there's a new face in town. And that's what we all need. Yeah. For me personally, Rakin' Scrape is not only about me. I advocate about it for so it could last longer, that when my time, my era is up, it will go on. Yeah. And he is now the new era. He is now the new sensation. You can't beat it.
Absolutely. All this time, I thought me and you was on the same page. I was having a debate online about whether the Bahamas should create a new category. Producer, let's try to get them dead quick. A new category of a genre of Bahamian music called covers.
No.
Because we reimagine and recreate everything that the world puts out. We do it better.
Personally, I do not endorse covers.
I like this tension.
Go like Elkin 360. Go in the studio and create your own new vibe. Covers is, I'll say, garbage, because you're feeding off somebody else's resources. Be original like Mr. 360. Nassau is the capital! Thank you.
Bahamas. Okay, here's what I'm saying. I can't cut out covers. Maybe you have to have your own original wig before you could produce a cover. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Graviola is the next name, but stop.
It is. Did you give the producer your information?
Not as yet, ma'am.
Okay, you have a digital wallet?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do not hang up this phone, producer. Take his information. Send me the next caller, please. Good morning, caller.
Hi, good day.
Good day. Hello. How are you?
Great. I'm calling for the trivia.
Yes.
All right. Is it Graviola, Gaibano, and Guanabana in Hispanic America?
Absolutely. You got the second two names. Thank you very much. Listen, don't hang up the phone. Did you give the producer your name and information?
No, not yet.
So don't hang up the phone at all. And if you do get disconnected, you're going to call back and tell the producer who you are, okay?
Okay.
And what's the secret word? The secret word is Guanabana, okay? The rest of y'all don't copy the secret word.
And your name.
You stay, don't disconnect now. Don't disconnect. Okay. Thank you guys for playing. We've got two winners to the Bahamas Big Ting Boat Cruise. And we've got a couple of winners for the On the Clock Sand Dollar giveaways. And I am a winner, because I know where the sweetest Ganep tree is on New Providence.
In Inagua. Oh.
Look how me and him have to fight. Inagua.
Right, what am I supposed to say?
Nassau?
In the
capital?
Thank you very much.
In the Bahamas.
Yes.
Absolutely. Elkin 360, you started a revolution.
Big up yourself, brother.
Big up yourself. We love you.
Yes.
Listen, guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for calling. Thank you for participating in the trivia question. Bremen?
Aaron, are you and Cecil coming to the boat cruise?
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. July 22nd, Bremen, I better see you there. You guys have a wonderful day. Thank you, Stelit, for joining us.
Well, thank you all for
having me. And once again, I want to say that the entire country, we share our condolences with the Clark family.
Yeah, God bless us.
We are missing a treasure in the Bahamas today. But we shall forge on, because that is what Vanessa Clark expects of us. You guys have a wonderful day, Bahamas.
Be blessed.
Travel hassle-free. We may never leave on time, but we can check in early. Bahamas and Big Ting.